What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season two arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
You had talked about once, Kyle, like hanging out with couples that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's awkward.
It can be awkward. I'll say that. It depends on the couple.
Do you think there's a way to make it less awkward?
Yeah, hang out with a couple that's not weird.
No, like if it's a... Oh.
Well, like that's what I mean. Like it only is awkward if the other couple is weird, in my opinion. Because, and the number one thing is asking questions. If you ask a couple a question, that means you're engaged in wanting to learn about them.
Yeah.
But if the other couple isn't asking questions back to you, that means either they don't care or it just gets weird. If I spent the whole day asking you questions, Melissa, and you didn't ask me a question about, like, personal questions.
I don't think any of us, when we first started, asked each other questions at all.
No, but it would over time, though. Like, okay, if we were forced, this isn't just for work. If we were forced to be sitting together at a party and it's just us three for the next 3 hours, not work, not other things we can distract ourselves with, but at a party, us three. And I go, hey, do you have any kids, Melissa? And what would your answer be?
Yes.
Oh, nice. How many?
One.
Oh, nice. Boy or girl?
Boy.
Boy. Okay. Well, what's his name?
Porter.
Nice.
I'm giving all these one word answers.
And then how old is he?
15.
Oh man, that's a tough age. How do you like raising a teenager?
It's tough.
It's tough. Like what would you say is the toughest part? But see,
yeah, like you're carrying the conversation.
But I'm carrying it, which is fine. But then if the conversation ended there and Melissa simply went,
Well, and a lot of times with those awkward conversations, they answer the way Melissa just was.
Yes.
Where it's just answering the question and not really adding anything. Mm-hmm. To it. It's not very conversational. Mm-hmm. It gets, you know, Porter, he's in ninth grade, mm-hmm. 15.
Like, that's what makes hanging out with couples awkward, is if they don't, if you're in a forced confined space for this time being, and as opposed to trying to learn about the other person, not saying we're going to, like, you have to walk away being best friends with a couple or even being friends, but you can at least try to be like friendly,
yeah,
and learn something about them, because then you could get in the car ride home and be like, man, that couple was weird. I learned 10 things about them.
What do you think the mentality is from a couple like that who doesn't reciprocate or doesn't ask any questions?
I think it depends.
Do you think they're just awkward socially, or do you think they didn't care?
I think both. It could be both. It really depends on the couple. I've always, like, I'm not saying, like, I don't want to put a blanket over this and be like, every couple that doesn't ask questions is awkward, or every couple doesn't care. There are some people who have social anxieties. There are some people who do not care. But like, I would say those are probably the two leading causes of it.
Yeah. That's almost a, not almost, that is, that's a pet peeve of mine. If people don't ask questions to try to get to know you.
Like engage in the conversation or just ask in general?
Well, if you don't know somebody and you're, you know, you're getting introduced, you know, you're at a restaurant or a bar or wherever you are and they don't try, and it happens a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let me ask you this. As a guy who is notorious for not engaging in small talk, you know,
you got to have it, though.
I agree.
It's not always fun.
But you don't have to have it with everyone. So, and that's where I, that's where my frustrations lie, is I, like, if I'm riding an Uber, this relationship is purely transactional.
Well, and that's fine. You're in an Uber.
Right.
You're not there to, that the intention was never to get to know each other or hang out.
If we're at a game night with another couple, then yes, then it, you do need the small talk. You need the small talk.
Mm-hmm. Are you the person, honestly, really think about it. If you were to meet somebody new, do you ask them questions?
Yeah.
You do?
Yes. Yeah. I would get to know them. Like, literally, you know, we joke about it on the air, but Mr. Elmhurst, like, I spent a lot of time getting to know him better.
Yeah, you had a crush on him.
Well, yeah, we've all talked about it.
But, you know, like, but there's been other parents that I've met through, you know, through Kennedy and Blair's daycare. And they've been awesome. And I do engage in questions asking them about it, you know, like, that is, because I am, you know, because I want to get to know them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like I'm making, you know, small talk. Again, like I always bring up the Ubers and barbers, for example. I don't need to converse with you, because you're having a million conversations in a day.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really genuinely care to get to know me. I don't need to know about you. Just cut my hair and let's move on with our days type of thing.
What do you think about that, Kyle?
I agree with that.
You agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about it?
The worst answer is it depends, but it kind of depends. And I think
the worst answer is the one I'm about to give.
Yeah. I mean, when I'm in an Uber, I tend to talk a little bit.
You're an Uber talker.
A little bit. You sat in
your
Uber
driveway
for like an extra 30 minutes talking to an Uber driver.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite.
And it's fine to be an Uber talker. We're not shaming you.
Yeah.
No, but I found her interesting. So what ends up happening for me is if they say anything that is a little different or unique, like where they're from, oh, I'm from blah, 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 blah. Like I'm from Kenya or something like that. I'll be like, oh, I've never been there. Then I literally am like, God, I wonder what Kenya's like.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still small talk, but it's interesting. It's not, how about that weather out there?
Yeah.
I also don't think weather's a bad small talk conversation.
Oh, really?
I'll die on this hill. Weather's interesting. And also, we live in a city that weather is very dramatic, one way or the other. If you're in the summer, it's the heat. You always get the humidity. You always have that.
True.
In the winter, you have the a winter that we've had this year of started snowing early, weirdly warm around Christmas. It's going to pick up again and get super cold. And like we're getting rain.
I also think people can bond over weather because if it's really hot for a long time and oh my God, if there's other, I know what you mean.
Yep.
This is driving me crazy.
Because
they actually feel emotion. Mm-hmm. From what the weather does to them. You're the prime example, Austin, because you hate it being cold.
It is a conversational crutch,
right?
But I think I could be talked into the fact that that's not necessarily a bad thing for small talk.
Oh, because it could lead in. It leads into other things, too.
Well,
it's really hot, like my case scenario. Oh, it's so cold right now. I'm training for a marathon. It sucks to run outside right now.
Right.
And then that opens it up.
Do you guys have go-to small talk topics? Because for Meredith and I, when we go out on a couple's date, the way we know right away if we will gel with this couple
is what?
Are you watching any TV shows right now?
Mm.
And based on their answers, we can tell right away. And I will say this, that nothing has struck up better conversations for us on like couples dates than that question.
What's the worst answer you've ever heard that you knew?
Like, you're like, no, not really.
Or
like,
what's the worst show answer though that you
worst
heard?
Show and like oh gosh like Big Bang Theory or something like that
yeah,
like
I'm out on that
yeah like just like literally like just no like regular shows or actually no I'm not gonna say that I was gonna say if it's a show that's been out for like 10 years like if they're like yeah we just started House of Cards I don't think that would be bad because there was a moment in time when we were really into that show so then we could talk about it and kind of relive it through them.
Now, do you think the flip side would be true that a couple would say something like if that's all this other couple wants to talk about is TV shows?
Yeah.
Do you think the flip side could be true?
It's possible.
Oh yeah.
But it's a couple that we would not get along with.
Because I would think like the worst answer you could get is somebody being like, we don't really watch TV.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you do. You may not watch it all the time. You're not thinking of a good answer, but you watch something.
Yeah. If they're like, if their answer is like network television, and I don't, no shot at NBC, CBS, wow. ABC.
Well, what but if like, they if said like SNL? We're really in on SNL.
If they said SNL, that's great. But like if they said like one of those like NCIS or CSI Boise, Idaho.
Better not
I'd be like
Law and Order. It's a great drama.
Mayor loves Law and Order. Mayor could talk Law and
she
Order.
She an SVU girl?
She, oh, yeah. Like she that. Loves
SVU. Are people
SVU.
Still watching Law & Order?
It's still on.
Mm-hmm. I know it's still on, but I knew it was the thing that people were still watching it like 5, 6, 7 years ago. Are they still watching it?
Still watching
still
it.
Still watching it.
They're not renewing that thing if people aren't watching it. And they look, I don't know how they, like it's like The Simpsons. Like how are they not run out of storylines?
Oh, they repeat a lot.
Do they?
I would say so.
I don't watch it.
Or there's always stuff in the news that they steal from.
Yeah, they'll spin off news stories.
Well, a friend of mine was in an episode of SVU. He was the killer.
Austin?
Kyle
no. Why'd you say Kyle?
To sing.
What? No.
Hey, Kyle, let's sing.
No.
No.
Austin's famous friends that we've never heard.
That's what I was saying.
Wait a minute. Austin's That's not, there's a million and one episodes. That's not a famous friend. There's a million and one episodes.
Austin's famous friends that we have never heard of.
I hate you guys.
No, the reason I said Kyle is I wanted you to sing. Kyle, let's sing.
Oh, I was already singing.
Okay.
Not the lyrics.
All
right. I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
With that said, what TV shows are you guys watching?
Black Mirror, Big Bang Theory.
We just started watching Pluribus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how is that?
Pretty good.
Yeah,
is that
pretty
on Apple?
Good. It's on Apple TV.
See, that's also the problem right now. There is a lot of good TV out. Kind of going with my movie argument. If you don't, yeah, which a lot of people don't subscribe to everything, you're missing it. And so it's like, man, it could be a conversation killer.
It could be.
Because the Pluribus, I simply asked, is it good? He said, pretty good. Guess what? Realize I can't watch it, so now I don't care.
Yeah.
Oh.
See, so you're out entirely. So you would never, like, you would never get Apple TV.
Not saying never, but here's my issue. And Haley has pointed this out, I am so online that I know spoilers for all the major shows because people post or you just randomly see things online. And so it has ruined shows for me. It's why I'll never, I started watching Game of Thrones and then everything got spoiled for me.
Oh.
The Red Wedding, how it ended, like all that. So
yeah,
I was like,
right.
Why do I want to now get sucked into a world that you have to pay so close attention to? Only to be like, oh, like we watched The Sopranos and The Sopranos were good, but I knew all the spoilers. So I'm like, I know that guy's gonna die. I know how that, like, it ruins it. So that's why it's like, I don't wanna ask more because I don't wanna learn more. And also, I don't want something to pop up on my phone so that eventually, if we do get Apple TV, it's not ruined for me.
And I kind of agree with that. So if you're gonna have a conversation with another couple that is into the same show, you have to be at the same place or at least up to a certain point, then you know you can't talk about that anymore.
Yeah.
And not necessarily.
Well, you don't want to give stuff. No, because if you're both, two couples are watching Pluribus and
like they're finished with it. Because Mary and I are like late.
Pluribi.
No, that's multiple Pluribuses.
Oh, yeah. That's season two.
Mary and I are like late to the game on Pluribus. So there's a lot of couples that have probably already
finished.
That's
what I'm saying. So if somebody's all the way finished with it and you guys are saying season one, how much can you really talk about it? All you can do is talk about season one. Because if they start talking about more, then they're spoiling it for you.
Yeah. No, and we've never run into that issue. Run into the issue where it's like you're off kilter or you're unequally yoked in your TV watching. I feel like most of the time, Meredith and I are the ones that have like finished the show and people are like just starting it or whatever. And we can just tell them, oh my gosh, you're going to love it. Keep watching. Stick with it.
Well, somebody once tried to almost ruin The Pit for me.
The Pit?
Because we hadn't so much.
I don't know.
The Pit?
I didn't like that.
Mayor loves The Pit.
It's a great show, but we were going to start it, and then naturally we're at a party and someone else is talking away from us, like, you watching The Pit? Oh my, that spoil. And then they were almost going to give a spoiler.
That's annoying.
And
then,
because they were both, but it's because they were both in a conversation. They didn't realize, you know, we were in a star or had just started.
And they both knew that they had both finished it.
They had both finished it at the time. So they're like, so that's also the problem with that conversation is it could ruin it for other people.
Yeah.
What's the other, is there anything else that you and Meredith have other than
TV in our relationship?
That,
our kids,
no, that you guys know that you're going to talk about with other couples. Do you have a backup plan?
So the TV show is like our starter.
Coming
that
from
is
Bailey
our
Zimmerman.
Appetizer. That's to get us eating. After that, I think it stems into other things. It stems from the conversations.
So
about,
it can branch out from there?
Yes. So it's a great, like, you know, like that's the, it's the, if it's a coaching tree or a family tree, that then it stems out to the other conversation topics from there.
Okay.
It's a good, I
see that.
I do think it's a good question. But if you ask it too early and you realize that people suck, it's going to...
See, we've had people that we thought sucked and then we got into that and then...
They opened up.
And then it was like, oh, we can vibe with these people.
You're telling me you've never had it ever where you met another couple or another person, they weren't into that and you couldn't find something else that you had in common?
Probably. Probably. That's probably happened.
Okay.
It's a good initial litmus test for us, for Meredith and I. Because that's one thing where Mary and I are like linked together, like it bonds us. And it's another thing that bonds us with other people. Because like I'm talking just starting out getting to know these people.
Sure.
It's the fastest way, in my opinion.
Okay.
It's like the Cliff Notes version to get to know someone because it's like, okay, our interests are similar, you know, and it can make a difference too, whether you're not, if you're like, man, we watched I'm trying to think of like a show that I absolutely love. I'll say House of Cards because we said
Severance.
It earlier. Severance. So yeah, so I'm not, that's not a great example because I'm not in love with Severance. It's good, but no, Succession. If they're like, yeah, I watched Succession. Yeah, I didn't like it. I'm like,
so,
what?
So you mean
it's one of the greatest television shows I've ever watched ever. Well, yeah. Melissa, Melissa got like, what, two episodes in and she's like, I'm out on this show.
It was slow.
My favorite
was slow.
There was a $50 bet on the line and you're like, I can do it. And then a week later or like a month later, we're like, you still watch it? You're like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We gave you.
It was slow.
We gave her 6 months to watch Succession.
It was kind of slow. It really was. And then I talked to somebody else about it because I said the bet that we had had and you loved it.
Yeah.
And my friend Agnieszka said she thought it was slow too, that she couldn't watch it.
Were you watching with your phone in hand?
No.
Were you not?
I never do. Almost never do that.
Oh, good for you.
Because I get too distracted by that.
Yeah, right.
I will literally be on my phone and I will miss the things on the TV.
I'm the same way. We were watching Pluribus last night and I was finishing up some things on my phone.
Yeah.
And I
feel like this is turning into a Pluribus. Slowly but surely. Well,
I'll be honest. This is the first show that Mara and I have sat down to watch in, gosh, probably a year and a half.
Now this is TV watching weather.
It has been a while since Mara and I have been like, hey, we're going to put the girls down. We're going to knock out one episode tonight.
Do you watch less TV in the summer? I almost watch no TV from May or June until like August,
well,
September.
I wouldn't say we watch little less, but I would say where it's definitely less than in the winter because you're stuck
outside.
Inside.
You're too busy. Yeah. You're running around. Mm-hmm. I almost see zero TV at that time. It's like when it gets cold and you're in, then I do it.
We'll watch. I watch a lot less during football season.
Because
there's a game on.
Football.
There's a game on almost every night.
TV.
Well, sorry, I thought you meant like TV shows. Like TV shows, I will watch sports on TV. Mm-hmm. Then yes, my TV watching goes up in the fall. But yeah, I'd say in the summer too, probably. Because it is.
Well,
you want to be outside,
sense, right? It makes sense because that's where in the fall they'd start like new episodes a lot of times. So they know that.
Right.
That people don't watch.
You're
as
back
much
in your
summer.
Routine with kids. You know, going to school and everything like that.
Yep.
Yeah. Mare and I's TV show watching, like, we'll have to go off and, like, and Mare sometimes will. She'll go off and just start a series. And I'll be like, I wanted to watch that with you.
Like, what has she done that with?
None are coming to mind, but it literally just happened, like, this past fall. She raced through a show that I Jake Gyllenhaal. Was he in a show? He was like in a miniseries or something recently. And I was like, I wanted to watch that. And she was like, I think it was a courtroom.
I don't know. Porters does that to me, though. He did that with Dexter.
Oh, presumed innocent?
Yes.
Okay.
That mayor was like, hey, do you want to watch this? And she goes, I already watched it. The whole thing?
Gosh. That's another Apple TV. We'll never watch them.
Apple TV, I think, I'm not trying to sell you on it.
I'll only get it when Ted...
Don't try to sell them on Apple TV because you tried to sell us on HBO.
Max. Look, HBO Max and Apple TV is racing up the charts for me because they're putting out really good content.
Got it for Ted Lasso and we'll get it again when they do the next season of Ted Lasso.
Okay.
So we'll do that and probably try to race through some shows and see how we like it.
Yes, because you should because there's a lot of good stuff.
But we already pay for Peacock. Already pay for Netflix.
And F1, the movie, is on Apple TV.
Is that on Apple TV?
Oh, it's so... F1.
You and I love
Prime.
That movie. We love that
That's
movie.
My favorite movie of 2025, and it's moving up the charts. It's racing up the charts. There you go.
There we go.
Yeah.
To become one of my
There's
all-time
just too
favorite
many.
Movies.
Too many.
Too many streaming servers?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
there
yeah.
is. There's too many.
Got to pay for too many.
There are.
And talk about different streaming services. They're driving me nuts with football games to watch the Bears.
Oh, yeah.
Amazon Prime. We're going to have Amazon Prime for Saturday.
Well, no, not locally. Locally, we can watch it on Fox 32.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. When, in your local market. But if we were in Nashville and we wanted to watch the Bears, we'd have
it's
to
Prime.
Watch it on Prime.
Yeah.
But sometimes I can't get it on Prime.
Well, it's not always on Prime.
Exactly. And then I had to get Paramount.
There's only select games
and
on
then
Prime.
I had to
what
get
game
Fox
is on Paramount?
1.
anytime they're on CBS, you can stream it on Paramount.
So I've had to get all these different services.
So you don't have cable.
I don't have basic cable.
You don't have an antenna?
TV?
Huh?
You don't have like YouTube TV or something?
I don't pay for YouTube TV.
Okay.
You don't have an antenna or anything?
No, I never use an antenna.
You could. You could get an antenna for real cheap and then and get the network channels.
I could, but I'm so annoyed because 1 week I had to get Paramount. I had to pay for that.
Uh-huh.
Then the next time I had to use Prime. Then the next week I had to use Fox One.
Well, and then with the Cubs, you got to get Marquee. Yeah. And then sometimes the games are on Roku for no exact reason, or Apple TV.
It's Roku? Like, they're on Roku sometimes?
There was like a couple of games. And
that is the most annoying thing.
Like, look, if I'm paying I'm paying a lot of money for Marquee, you should have the Roku game. I get Apple TV a little bit, but
NFL and MLB are the worst at that because they're divvying up where you can stream the games. Mm-hmm.
And then when I was in Nashville with you for work, and I couldn't get the Bears game at all.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
that's
when you gotta get Sunday ticket.
I got Sunday ticket on YouTube.
It is so crazy.
Yeah.
They gotta change that. Somehow.
They will never do it.
I love
it. It stinks.
Mel's just now getting on like the frustrations that we've had for years.
Yeah.
Mel's like, this is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
She's like finally getting into sports because the Bears are good. It is one of the biggest, it's the blackout restrictions is the main thing that is the problem, especially with baseball. Baseball, and I feel bad for people that like live in like Iowa or Las Vegas because when you are in market, the games will be blacked out locally. So you can't even stream them. That's why you have to pay for Marquee if you want to watch the Cubs in market. You can't pay for MLB TV because it's blacked out locally.
That's so mean.
But if you're in Iowa.
It's mean.
Iowa is in market for 5 different MLB teams.
Yeah.
And you can't watch any of them.
Is it the Royals, the
Cardinals, you're blacked out.
The Twins, the Cubs.
So like you can't even get MLB TV to watch them.
Why do people not fight that? Like, that's a big deal.
It doesn't matter, though.
It raises a stink every year. It's MLB. It's MLB being archaic in their thinking. Mm-hmm. NFL is also that way, too, but nobody ever poops on the NFL because they love the NFL.
You can also find the games most times. You can figure it out.
Yeah. It's just
it's
frustrating.
Who's got time for that? Just turn it on, and it's like one place, and you watch it. It just drives me absolutely crazy.
Well, yeah, it's money making for the NFL.
It has become, life in general has become so complicated. Like, I just switched my phone over. I'm still working on re-signing into apps.
Yeah.
Like, all these things. Everything has become so complicated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just wish things were more simplistic again. I miss that.
True.
I know, it's funny. It's like in a lot of ways, they have become simple. It's just they come with new nuisances.
I think it was, if you compared the two, though, there are more nuisances and it's way more, there's a lot of red tape. Is convoluted the right word?
Yeah.
Before it was just one place to go. You watch this. You got cable before all these like Netflixes and all this stuff. You got cable, you watched your TV, and it was done.
That, you know, this would be a great Melissa versus Austin.
What?
Just to debate this. Because I agree with you. I do think, like, I know what you're saying. But I could also argue that life is so much easier in the grand scheme of things now. Like, I can go on my phone and book my dog a vet appointment on my phone without getting up right now. Like, I don't even have to get up from this chair. Actually, I do because my phone's over there. So
that could be true. But then you know what happens? Sometimes when you're trying to book that appointment, there's a glitch on their website. And then it doesn't
It's
work.
Possible. Yeah.
It's things like
But that's so much easier than having to drive to the vet.
You can call.
Or call the vet, book the appointment.
It can be easier because now my vet won't even pick up the phone.
They just know you're calling.
No, yeah, they're like,
gosh,
the
not Melissa.
Does Butch
press
one, again?
Press two for this, yes. Press three for
She's
this, press
about
four
the
for this.
She's got fleas
Jesus.
Again.
Jesus. Ugh.
Yeah.
Drives me crazy.
It's just, it's every generation has their own issues. We solve them, but those solutions a lot of times come with new issues that you just didn't know you had to deal with before. And, you know, Like, is it annoying to log into your apps? Yes, it is. But you also have a million and one apps on your phone. Like you have a million and one apps on your phone, meaning you can do a million and one different things. So, you know, it's like, got to take the bad with the good, I guess.
Sometimes I feel like it's out of balance. Sometimes I feel like there's a little more bad than there is good.
I do think the
it's like our show.
A little more bad than good.
Right. Boom.
Okay. That's actually probably pretty true. But like, you know, it's like the oversaturation of streaming services. Mm. That's essentially just what cable was back in the day. And they bundled all the channels together.
Right. But you all turned on the TV and you could just, it was
you could
so,
click, right. You could flip through them. Yes. But you couldn't pick, you didn't have the on-demand action of what was on and when. You had to go on at a certain time.
And I actually think there's nothing wrong with that.
Now you can go on and watch. I missed SNL last week. I can go and watch it at any point in my life.
That is
I
nice.
Can grab my phone. I just have to get up and get it.
Used to cost $1 to watch an episode of The Office on demand.
Oh, that's
think
right.
Think about that.
Remember when Hulu used to, like, you used to have to pay per episode?
No, I don't remember that with Hulu.
When it, like, first started.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember people were paying to see Family Guy on Hulu.
Yeah. Jeez. Hulu also used to be, there was a free version of Hulu.
Yeah, but the
everything
one you paid for had commercials.
Yeah.
If you had the free version, you'd get commercials.
Yeah. Because I used to go in and watch, I worked a job on Sunday mornings at my church, and I would go in and I would literally, and I worked like the front desk or whatever. And so whenever downtime, I would just watch like the previous nights, like SNL, or I would catch up on The Office, you know, and. Oh, that's the best. Man. And then they realized,
what
oh,
a
we
time.
Can, we can start charging money for this. Money. Money. Money is the root of all evil, right?
Yes, it is.
Been saying that for
the
years.
The driving force.
Only Gordon Gekko is saying greed is good. Shout out Wall Street. Did you guys see that movie?
That's a great movie.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic. It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season two arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some crimes are so shocking, they don't just make headlines, they forever change our society. I'm Katie Ring, host of America's Most Infamous Crimes. Each week, I take on one of the most notorious criminal cases. Each case unfolds across multiple episodes, released every Tuesday through Thursday, from the first sign that something was wrong to the moment the truth came out or didn't. Listen to and follow America's Most Infamous Crimes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.